today.
Busy over the weekend pushing a tax on millionaires. Speaking of people that are loaded, a lot of them showed up in pretty clothes at the Emmys, but who took away the hardware? And sadly, there was a terrible air show crash in Reno, Nevada, heading into the weekend, and many people killed in this tragedy. That's where we start. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, of course, the name of this show. As a kid, I went to a lot of air shows, and I know many of you can relate to that. I don't care if you're living in Connecticut or Illinois or wherever you're living in this great country. Air shows are big. They are big, and kids love to go to air shows. And I can remember my first air show, even. I was 7 years old, and it was Cape May, New Jersey, and this was the Blue Angels. I can remember the formations. I can remember what it felt like when they flew by, the force of that, how cool I thought it was. And then years later, and just recently, too, again, in New York City, going to the Intrepid, which is, of course, the Intrepid, huge, huge ship that now is a sea museum where you go and there's all kinds of aircraft. It's an aircraft carrier, the Intrepid, and you see all kinds of planes on the deck of the Intrepid, including a Concorde and also one of the Blue Angel planes on the Concorde. I mean, on the flight deck. Very, very cool. So I get the flight thing. Although I'm not a pilot, I've gone up in many planes, and I like watching the shows and all that kind of stuff. But these tragedies are just out of control. So you have these planes that are these World War II planes. And, you know, it's like a hot rod. You got to soup them up. So you got to make them go faster. And this was heavy machinery if you think of the years that these were built. So here you have a 65-year-old piece of machinery called the Galloping Ghost. Beautiful plane. It was a beautiful plane. And you have a pilot, Jimmy Leeward, who had flown in 120 air shows, and he made drastic changes to the P-51 Mustang to try to make it faster. Man, speed wins, right? And make it so that it can maneuver better. Unfortunately, with the kind of work they did, they weren't really quite sure how the P-51 would perform. And unfortunately, it took a nosedive, killing 9 people. It just pitched into the crowd at the National Championship Air Races in Reno. They found all kinds of stuff afterwards, so they're confident that they're going to be able to piece this together and try to get the specifics of the crash. But one wrong move, one split second, and people on the ground are killed and injured. Here's what one observer had to say about what it was like out at that air show.
As I turned to watch them pass me on the right, the plane I saw went down, straight down. There was a giant ball of orange flame which immediately turned black, and then that was it. You saw him heading down, and then you figured he was going to turn right around and go up. But the split second before the explosion, I said, this guy's not going to make it up because he was way too far down. There had to have been at least 10,000 people here, but there wasn't a sound. It was utter, utter silence.
Because they were shocked. So you think 69 people had to be treated at these hospitals in Reno. 36 they let go. They had some scrapes. They had some cuts. They needed stitches. 6 are still in critical condition. And they're trying to identify the people that have been killed because, frankly, it was a terrible scene where you had body parts flying because a plane smashed into the crowd, smashed into the box, the VIP box in the front. The first question I had, because I didn't know the answer to this, and I asked somebody who was a pilot, when you do these modifications to these planes before they're allowed to race, what do they do? And they say that the FAA vets any modifications before they're allowed to do it. And they have other technical people who look at them to make sure that the plane is airworthy. So he had to have gotten the green light for the modifications. But they were pretty drastic modifications. So you think these pilots are there. They're competing for $1 million, right? And it might be about the whole thrill and doing the maneuvers and the crowds and all that sort of stuff. But obviously, something was missed because they didn't really know how the plane was going to do with what they, with some of the drastic things that they did. And they're looking at the tail as being the problem area. And the tail, somebody described it as it looked like the tail fell off. And that's why, you know, you hear this deafening silence. The tail falls off the back of it. And they took, in modifying the plane, they took 12 feet off of that tail. So, you know, what do you think happened there? Wow. Will air shows survive? I mean, you have huge crowds. And I know some of you are listening to me with heavy eyes and thinking, oh, I don't want to go over and tell her my experience. But if you've had an experience at an air show, I want to hear what you think. That you can't see, this is one of these things, you cannot push the crowd really, really far back because you got to be able to see everything. You got to be able to be close enough where you can really see it. And how far back would be too far back anyway? You know, that would be the other thing you'd have to ask yourself at these air shows. And these air shows go on, you know, like I said, every nook and cranny across the United States. You just need an airfield. You need some prize money maybe, or you need a group of people that want to put on an air show, and they're constant. They're all over the place. There's all kinds of air shows. I mean, even the Blue Angels have had accidents, but it's when you really risk it with the crowd that you have to think, wow, is this too dangerous? I mean, if it's just too far because these pilots are hot dogs and they want to, you know, they want to wow the crowds, and it's about the thrill. And when you've got these old planes with the kind of landings that they've made, with the kind of stress on the bodies of these planes, who knows what they can take? I mean, who knows how much the planes can take them? That's the bottom line. So I'd say they got to figure, there's got to be some kind of stricter safety rules or something. And I guess as that leaves my lips, how do you know? There's no 100% here, because if they looked at the planes, who's looking over the planes, and when do you decide too much is taken off here, or you've messed around, Jimmy rigged this too much, or whatever? Because the idea is they're hitting speeds of like 500 miles an hour. Do you know that this pilot that died is the 20th pilot to die at air races? But here's the thing, in 47 years, but this crash was the first, when you're talking about Reno, this is the first where the spectators were killed. But we know that there have been other accidents in many, many other places. So maybe they're going to have to do that. Maybe because of this one, they're going to have to look a little bit closer. And people who put on air shows, of course, don't want these tragedies to happen. This is a terrible thing that happened there. Just awful for those people. If you want to throw in your 2 cents, please do. 800-259-5791. We'll take those calls. Plus, we're going to check the mail on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
That would be Modern Family. Big winners at the Emmys. And some of you sent in mail asking me what I thought of the Emmys. I was in a plane going through my own personal drama with the weather. But thanks to the great pilots at American Airlines, I made it safely on the ground. But I did know this. I did hear this because, of course, this is the modern world where you can actually be hooked up in the sky to your internet, and I knew Modern Family won 5 Emmys, and congratulations to them. That's a good show. I don't watch it on a regular basis, but I've seen it a few times, and it's very clever, clever writing. It's about all kinds of crazy things that happen in this family where, I mean, you name it, and they'll throw it out there, and that several families connected to the main family. And very, very, very cleverly written, I think. Also, I was a big fan of, because I'm a football fan, I was a big fan of Friday Night Lights. I don't know even how I got hooked into that. I read the book, liked the book, and did even a little high school football. So kind of got hooked in that whole thing, watched Friday Night Lights, and the coach, Kyle Chandler, won. And that was exciting to me because that show's done. So that's pretty cool. And, of course, Mad Men is absolutely one of my favorite shows, and they won for Best Drama again. So there you go. For everybody, which was like 3 of you, that emailed to ask about the Emmys and what I thought. Didn't see Dresses. Don't know. I'm not crazy about award shows. But I do like a few of those, some of those shows. And every once in a while when I get a chance to not watch sports, do news or politics, I might be watching one of them, and probably Mad Men is the big choice of mine. I know, Matt, that's like you. You're a big fan of Modern Family, though, too, right?
I watch a lot of TV, so, yeah.
I watch a lot of TV.
I will say that, because after I leave here at night, usually it's time for me to catch up on what I missed throughout the day. And so I usually have an hour or two to kill, and I'll catch up on shows like Modern Family, Breaking Bad, Mad Men. So those are three shows right there that are pretty excellent in my opinion. I think Modern Family is one of the funniest shows on TV right now.
You know what? It is funny because I don't even watch it on a regular basis, but the few times you could tune into the middle of that And there, it's, like I said, the writing is so strong. All right, I was talking about, before we go to the mail, I was talking about the air show and that tragedy in Reno. And I said this because I was talking to a pilot today that said a lot of astronauts, because that thrill of flying, a lot of astronauts will fly those planes, those World War II planes. Get this, Gabby Gifford's husband was supposed to fly in that air show. He didn't do it, but he was supposed to. So, see, there's all kinds of pilots with lots of experience that do that. Unfortunately, this was a terrible, terrible accident. Let's go to Tomas in Michigan. Hello, Tomas.
Hey, Kate, I was wondering if you'd be interested in opening up, you know, a green company, you know, maybe like Kate and Tomas's organic hemp recycling company or something, and maybe get a little money from the Obama administration, you know, maybe just $500 million. I think that would be a cool opportunity, you know. They did it for those guys in California, right? So, because I was doing the math there, you know. Maybe this should be in that other part of your show, you know, where we do the numbers, but you know how many cars $500 million will buy? I was doing the math. If you take $25,000 per car, that's 20,000 cars. And that's a nice little boost for your company, you know. If the government just says, we'll just give you enough money to build the first 20,000 units, you know, at $25K each. Can you imagine that? Because, you know, people have become like deer in the headlights when you talk about money now. You know, it used to be millions was a lot. Now, if you don't talk about hundreds of billions of dollars, it's like it's chump change, you know? But $500.
You're right. We can't, as we always say, wrap your brain around. What does it mean? What could you buy with that amount of money? And it keeps going back to the same thing, and your sarcasm is totally not lost on me. I totally get it. You're right. The green thing, like I was saying, the Solyndra, how do they not vet that out? How does somebody just say, done, you're approved? Well, the answer is somebody was a crony of somebody, and it got passed up the chain, and that's why they don't want to deal with that. Oh, no, we don't have to go there. It was just a bad beat. No, there's no bad beat. They should have looked at that closer.
Yeah, and plus, you know, we talked the other night about tariffs. The Chinese started to undercut that company, too.
Yep.
But you won't hear anybody say anything about that. Because apparently they don't want to get the Chinese mad at them. But, you know, the Chinese can do that to any company. Any company out here that comes up with a good idea, the Chinese will undercut them within a year.
You know what? I'm going to tell you what the Chinese did with Apple. They opened up stores similar to Apple, almost copied it verbatim. Not enough where there could be too much of a fracas, but enough that it's exactly almost the same, and they're making money hand over fist.
Let's see if somebody out there in your listening audience can tell us how you say apple in Chinese, okay? Maybe you should have, like, a little contest.
That's right. There
All
you
right.
go. Very good. Some good points. Thanks, you too. Good points. And that's funny because that's something I just learned learned about the fact that there was a great example of what Tomas said, an Apple copy, somebody copying Apple in China and just making a fortune on it. And he's absolutely right. They can do it cheaper. Think about it. And that's what happened with these solar panels. They made them cheaper and Europe bought them up and there was no market anymore. So all that money went down the drain. All that money, produce the product, all that stuff, hire these people, and it's for what? Bankrupt within a couple of months? I mean, come on. Give me a break here. All right, without further ado, quickly, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Ooh, thank you very much. This one comes to us from Ryan, who says, yo, Kate, did you hear this thing about the so-called Buffett tax? I almost puked when I was watching Meet the Press this morning. I think I'm going to just say goodbye to Sunday morning television. It's the same old talking heads. But this is ridiculous. The president is definitely trying to pander to whatever he thinks the American public wants to hear so he can get elected again. Now we're talking about taxing people making more than $1 million a year as part of this whole deficit thing. What do you think? Well, I think you pretty much nailed it there. It's about trying to get elected So in trying to get elected, because people are so furious, like Tomas just said, about now what's millions, billions, trillions, if you say, well, I'm going to go after the millionaires, let's go after the rich. Because if I say that, then the people who are struggling or the people who are either poverty level or so-called middle class, they'll like that idea because they'll say, well, why shouldn't they pay their fair share? But they don't really realize what that means for taxation across the board anyway. So be careful what you wish for, because trust me, it's not a rose garden out there. It is filled with prickles on every corner that you turn as you walk through. It never is as it appears, and it will affect you. And I do believe that there is definitely a window of companies, more than a window. Let's say even wider than that, of companies who absolutely can use that then as an excuse. You're going to tax me more? Lay it on me, brother, because we're going to lay some more people off. And we're not going to hire more people because, frankly, we're not operating like the government is in the red. We have to operate in the black or all of us lose our jobs. Because we have to answer to board members. We have to answer to shareholders. We have to answer to the president of the company, whatever it is. And it's not acceptable not to turn a profit or at least break even, for goodness sake. I mean, it's just red is not a good color in the private sector. If you keep dancing around in the red zone, you're gone. And that's not lost on any of these people that run companies. So you have to be careful what you wish for. And then it comes down to this. It's easy to say, take this job and shove it. We're not going to put up with this anymore. We want this, this, and this. And then ultimately, guess what you find out? Bank of America dropping 30,000 jobs. Cisco dropping thousands of jobs. There's less jobs out there. And people know this. You all know this. What happens when you're at a company and they're trying to survive and, dare I say, thrive? When people leave, you have to absorb more duties because they don't want to hire someone else, because they don't want to put that money out there, because they're really barely breathing. They're a little bit above profit, but they're not very far in. So they don't want to hire more people on the payroll. All right, if you want to throw in your 2 cents like Tomas, jingle these digits, 800-259-5791.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right. Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS. Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has 3 different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, 3-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45 7-9-0-0-9. That's 877-457-9-0-0-9. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at BestBloodSupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to BestBloodSupport.com. That's BestBloodSupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
The food storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play with you. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter. In other words, hold my hand, child. In other words, darling, kiss me. Fill my life with song. Let me sing forevermore. Busy weekend for the Republicans who would like to be president next, or at least one of them. Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Catching up on some politics and talking to some folks on the East Coast over the weekend and watching what was happening in California. Republican Ron Paul, Congressman Ron Paul, won what some call the Texas shootout in the California Republican straw poll over the weekend on Saturday. He finished first among all of the, like in front of Governor Rick Perry. He got 44.9% of the vote. Perry came in second, 29.3%. Not necessarily surprising, though, because of the number of people who turned out at the convention in California. I mean, there's no question Ron Paul has loyal followers. It's like somebody explained to me the explosion of social media, and you see Twitter and Facebook and thousands of people, like, you know, Ashton Kutcher has 1.5 million people on his Twitter or whatever. But how many people are loyal to Kutcher? Is it the same kind of number of people that Paul finds loyal to him? And that's the difference. I mean, you can have thousands and thousands of followers, but how many will actually vote for you? How many will go the distance? And he has those kind of supporters. It makes you wonder why Paul hasn't been able to break through even more. Michelle Bachmann spoke on Friday night. And, of course, Paul did, too. And here's another one that people don't talk about a lot. But Thaddeus McCotter was there, and he talked on Saturday morning. So what Ron Paul is getting the people to really applaud is the same things that he's been talking about forever, and people now just are suddenly all jumping on the same bandwagon. He says there has to be an audit of the Federal Reserve. He talks about the fact that we have all these wars overseas, and we can't afford it anymore. We have to change the policy. We just can't afford it. He also talks about the preservation of liberty. I mean, this is really one of the main thrusts of his platform, that what is the purpose of the Constitution? And he says it should be about preserving liberty. Then he talks about, in the same thing, kind of in the same light as what he's talking about overseas, the endless wars and all that, he says, you know, America doesn't need to be the policeman of the world. A strong defense, yes, but not the policeman of the world. So he won the thing. Mitt Romney finished third, 8.8%. Bachman, 4.7%. John Huntsman, 2%. And then so on and so forth. Newt Gingrich, 1.7%. I mean, there's got to be a couple of these guys that eventually have to drop out of this. And I would think Newt Gingrich would be one of them. Does Newt Gingrich really think he has a chance to win this? Does he think he's going to pull a McCain? But Ron Paul, he gets his fans out there. Absolutely. Unfortunately, does it translate into enough to push him to the front of the pack? I mean, that's the whole thing. All right, one of the things that a lot of the Republicans are talking about, too, because we're heading into another week, so you know it's going to be another week of the war of words. A lot of it's going to be over the jobs, and a lot of it's going to be over now, the president in the morning, talking more specifically about this millionaire's tax, trying to really reel in the masses on that one. And now there's also going to be something else I think that'll buzz a little bit more. It still has been around. It still has been talked about. We've talked about it. We've had people on, all that stuff. But most of the Republicans now who are running for president are starting to really say things like maybe we need to at least partially privatize Social Security. And this is a hot button issue. If you remember, it's something that Bush talked about and just fell apart. He mentioned it and then it just went away. And at this point, the current president is trying to kind of step around the whole retirement system thing, Social Security. I think that's the deal here. Now, up and comers in the workforce, meaning just getting out of college, early 20s, there's been a school of thought that why not let them have some of their money, you know, divert some of the payroll taxes into a personal account that would be separate from Social Security. And even Mitt Romney has proposed this, a kind of a version of it anyway. And Michelle Bachman and, of course, Ron Paul talks about that the people should be allowed, especially the younger ones, because they're out of that. They're not retiring now. They have a whole, theoretically, a whole life in front of them to work, to be working through, right, in all kinds of ways. But just from the job perspective, that they should be allowed to invest in other plans. I like this idea. And it's true. I remember when Bush brought it up, I thought, oh, yeah, do it. Do it. Just send us our money back because my generation, we're not going to see it. If you're in your 30s and 40s, whew, I mean, we might as well be on the Lost Island because they're not going to be able to find us. Yeah, we're going to be on that. We're going to be like with those characters from Lost. And even the Texas governor, Rick Perry, talked about letting state and local government workers opt out of Social Security. So because there are some people that certainly believe they could get a better return from investing in what they think is the right way to invest in publicly traded companies, maybe. But, you know, Social Security, preserving it, because you got current people in the game, and they need to be honored. That, I mean, that needs to stay. So if someone's paid in their whole life, I don't care. They should get that money. They have to get that money. And sure, it's not enough to support them for the most part, but it's money that they need, that they count on, that's part of what they survive on. But for somebody younger, there are better options out there than this. I mean, this is not working. And it's not going to work in the future. Because you think of the resources that are being drained. But here's the problem. They talk about if you make it private, this is definitely what some people will tell you, certainly Democrats will tell you this, that it's going to just kill the resources from the 50 million people who now get the benefits. There's just no way. How's that going to survive if you're taking the money out that's part of the pot? Because the money won't be pumped in, obviously. They're not going to pump the money in from the people that wouldn't have to pay in. Well, at some point, we're all walking on the plank. I would take my chances. At some point, this has to happen. I mean, Social Security already pays out more in benefits than it collects in payroll taxes, right? So here we go again. The system has built up a $2.6 trillion surplus, which was pushed into Treasury bonds, but that surplus is projected to run out in 2036 unless something's done. So now do the math here. Think of your age. So at that point, Social Security will collect only enough payroll taxes to pay about 3/4 of the benefits. Oh, my. So allowing people to opt out of Social Security or divert a portion of their payroll taxes into private accounts, then some people are saying, well, think about it. It's going to drain the system in the short term anyway. Oh, boy. Once again, I'm on the island of Lost, probably with some of you, and I hope somebody builds us some kind of canoe, because it's like either you're going to do it or you're not going to do it, and you're going to figure out a way to just give the money back to the people who are younger and figure out a way to keep those resources going forward. I mean, it's like here's an example I read somewhere. In 1950, more than 16 workers paid into Social Security for every person who got benefits. Today, it's down to 3 workers paying in for every beneficiary taking out. Did you hear that ratio? Down to 3 workers paying in for everyone taking out. Do the math. Even if half of us aren't great at math, it's pretty obvious where this is headed. So somebody has to pull the trigger on something here. Well, we know the one trigger is going to kick in with the deficit. But seriously, this cannot be shelved any longer. There has to be some decisions that are made there. Otherwise, before you know it, it's going to be 2036. And then what happens? Oh, sorry, I owe you. I hope we figure out a way to pay you the money that you paid in your entire life. Just give it to us now. Or maybe what happens, it's like with the gas, odd and even. Give me the odd or the even, whatever. Go through the letters of the alphabet, figure it out, and maybe partial payments, whatever. There's got to be a way to do this. I'm going to figure it out. I'm going to sit here and try to figure out in the next month how we can make this thing work. I personally think it is to give money back, to just send money back to people, because I think they have a better chance of making more out of that money than trying to gamble with the government, frankly, I do. You're going to love this. Week 2 in the NFL. Crazy, my friends. I hope you didn't bet.
OpsGear is your source for head-to-toe tactical gear. Save 15% on your order right now. This week only, radio listeners get their choice of OpsGear t-shirts for just $11.99. We've got shirts for military, law enforcement, zombie hunters, veterans, infidels, shooters, and more. Check them out at OpsGear.com. Use coupon code GCN at checkout. That's GCN and save big on our exclusive t-shirts. Plus, we give away great gear each week. Visit us at OpsGear.com. That's OPSGEAR.com or call 888-239-1384.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at BestBloodSupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to BestBloodSupport.com. That's BestBloodSupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Stop feeling stressed, tired, and overwhelmed by everything happening in your life. You can reach optimum health and wellness today by listening to Healthy Alternatives on WebTalkRadio.net. Dr. Jerry Teplitz, a stress management pioneer, gives you tips and consults the experts about getting rid of stress, fatigue, even headaches and migraines. Go to WebTalkRadio.net and click on Healthy Alternatives. You'll be glad you did.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold, hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Horton loads it up, throws the ball deep down the right sideline. Decker makes an adjustment. He's got it at the 20, 15, 10. He prances, steps over the end zone line, and that is a Denver touchdown. Eric Decker's second touchdown of the game.
Here's Brees stepping up, delivering long, looking downfield.
And there it is, in stride, 20, down to the 15, flips the tackle, 5, touchdown! Devery Henderson as the Saints go to the shot play, and it pays off in a 79-yard touchdown strike.
Eye formation behind Freeman. The tailback is one, he gets the call up the middle, and he struts into the end zone for a Tampa Bay Buccaneers touchdown. 23-20 Tampa. The Vikings have been outscored 23-3 in the second half.
Snap, good. Kick, up, good. Bailey won the game. Cowboys win.
You have gut check games, Brad, and then you have rib check games. And this was a rib check win for Tony Romo. Wow.
Rodgers spins, fakes the handoff this time, throws it over the middle. Got Nelson. He's to the 35-40, cutting left. He's to the 50, down the left sideline, to the 30. He's going to go to the end zone for the dagger. Touchdown.
Job at her center. Drop. Pump fake, throws, left side of the end zone, caught, Andre Johnson, touchdown! Schaub to Andre Johnson for 6.
Wow, what a weekend! Week 2 in the NFL. I don't know about all of you, but I'm excited that football's back. I'm also dog tired from watching some of these highlights and listening to the great package that Matt Johnson put together there. It's crazy trying to figure out what these teams are doing. Baltimore last week spanks the crap out of Pittsburgh, right? With 7 turnovers, they come back and they lose to Tennessee 26-13, right? Then you have a really insanity when it came to the Dallas game, goes to overtime, and Dallas pulls it out. You heard the great description there, play-by-play description, about Tony Romo, the joke about him and his ribs, because he broke his ribs. He came back into the game, and Dallas did pull it off, 27-24, right? And then you have the Philadelphia Eagles topping off the action on Sunday night. And that, of course, was our game of the week. For all of you listening, a really fun thing we do, you don't have to know anything about football. It's fun. It's just like playing the lottery, only I give you the money to play the lottery because you don't have to pay for it. So you're just giving us a numerical guess. The computer randomly picks the game of the week in the NFL, and it was Philadelphia and Atlanta. So, as you can imagine, a lot of people thought Philadelphia would pull this out. A lot of people thought Philly was going to win it. And sure enough, Atlanta won 35-31. Now, we had some guesses for Atlanta, like Sam in Connecticut said that Atlanta would win 31-24. And we had a couple others. Ken in Connecticut, he thought Atlanta would win it 27-24. Didn't happen. You know, I picked the Eagles, of course, 24-14. So nobody nailed the score this time around. Nobody got it. It's so crazy with the whole nail the score thing. And that game was crazy. And that's a heart attack game. Some of these games, that's what happens when you're a fan of any of these teams and you start watching. Oh, my, oh, my. So the Falcons, you know, really their fortunes in the game turned around. And Michael Vick has a concussion. He left the game with a concussion. So they were able to score that final touchdown, and that was it. The Eagles had a last shot at it, if you will, with a few minutes on the clock, but they weren't able to do it. They just could not come back with that, you know, to try to march all the way back. And as I said, if you are in a fantasy team or you're just a great follower of the NFL and you have a certain team that you root for, boy, some nervous, I'd have to say there are some nervous moments. Another one, too, because like I said, these games that had you on, probably had you on edge, Washington and Arizona. And the Redskins pulled that out, but they pulled that out. The final score there was 22-21. And how about the Packers? Boy, the Packers, it wasn't looking great at first. And then you think of, I mean, the Pack basically survived. Aaron Rodgers throws for 308 yards and two touchdowns. And the Carolina rookie, once again, Cam Newton, 400-yard passing day. But they lost. So, I mean, he's thrown for the moon and the end zone and everything else, but they lost. So, you know, you got to get those wins. Stats are great, but somebody told me, well, stats are for losers. Because in the end, you have to get the W. So, again, don't forget about Nail the Score. And I'm going to tell you the time. It's Friday morning, our third hour. Friday morning, third hour. Also, tomorrow on America Tonight, in our second hour, check this out. Spread the word, because I know some people are sleeping. Some people have one eye open right now. Some people think they heard something. I always get emails like that. You know, third shift, I get you. There's 25 to 30 million of us. Do you believe it? Got to love that. That's great company. So here's the thing. I have a book that I wrote that came out a month ago. It's called Level the Playing Field. And I only have a few copies to give away, but I'm going to give away two copies on our next show. So here's what's going to happen. There's going to be one that I'm going to give out to the people who look at us through Pal Talk. In other words, you can see me if you go to the front of the website. You can watch the show. You can see me there basically static waving to you. There's no Budweiser girls dancing or other people doing other things, holding up cards or exciting activity necessarily behind me yet. No. So I'm going to wear a cap, and you have to tell me what the cap symbolizes when you see it on my head in the second hour tomorrow for the Pal Talk people, or anybody that goes there, and you can look on my website and see it. So if you go to the website and you see it, you'll know what I'm talking about. If you're the first one in when we announce that, you'll win the copy of the book. And then we have another little fun thing, too, we're doing for people who would be in the cars and can't actually get to the website. Or maybe you're old school and you don't even have the Internet. You're just listening to me through the miracle of radio. I love radio. So we will also give a book away to somebody that gets it that way. And I'm just going to tell you a company, and you have to tell me who owns the company. I'm just going to eliminate some obvious guesses. It's not Steve Jobs. It's not Apple. It's not Bill Gates, okay? And I'll give you some other hints, too, as well. In the meantime, there was a big boxing match over the weekend in the ring. You might have seen it. I don't know. How many people are fans of the sport of pugilists. I don't even know if I'm saying that correct. Pugilism is a sport. It's boxing. And I used to be a huge boxing fan. Sadly, I've kind of gotten away from it. But Floyd Mayweather Jr. earned a big one, a controversial knockout of Victor Ortiz. Check it out.
I'm just happy with the victory tonight. I couldn't do it without the fan support. I got to give thanks to the fans for, you know, tuning in, buying pay-per-view. I got to give thanks to the fans for coming out all the way to Las Vegas and showing me support for 16 years now. And I'm truly blessed just to be where I'm at. I've seen that we touched gloves. He stepped back. It was open season, so I hit him with the hook in the right hand.
All right, open season. It certainly is open season because it was a bizarre fight. And I saw little snippets of this, of course, on the controversial side of it. And in just one round, Mayweather got a headbutt and basically a giant bear hug from Victor Ortiz. And Mayweather, smashed him with the right hand that ended a fight pretty early. So he's unbeaten. And he took this pretty easy. He stopped Ortiz at 2:59 of the fourth round. See, now when you pay your money, you want it to go the distance. I'm sorry. It's like people cheering in tennis and you watch the men play. People want it to go five sets even if their favorite player is playing because they want to see more action. And in boxing, you definitely want it to go the distance. Absolutely. Any thoughts on the show? Send them to me through the miracle of the website. AmericaTonight.net. Click on the email and bada bing, you are in.
Oh, just a minute. We are being reduced to reading emails from some jerk like we're in a choir or something. That is absolutely ridiculous to be reading emails from jerks. I resent it.